You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your Civic Media Daily News Roundup with your Wisconsin news and sports.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers opening a five-game series today in Chicago against the Cubs. Beginning with a doubleheader, the Brewers losing to the Reds yesterday 3-2 in extra innings, ending their 14-game winning streak. Jose Quintana pitched into the seventh inning before giving up a run. Manager Pat Murphy.
Q was great. Tobias was great. You know, we put Grant Anderson in a spot that he hasn't been in a lot. We were depleted, totally depleted, and we needed Q to do what he did, and hindsight's 20/20.
NFL, the Packers beat the Colts Saturday 23-19, but they had 11 penalties just in the first half, five of them by rookie tackle Anthony Belton.
There are some things that we got to clean up from a technique standpoint to get him to play to the level I know he's capable of playing. I think he's a really talented guy, and we got to refine some of the mechanics.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're of the mindset that there aren't enough Christmas movies, you'll be happy to know there's another headed our way. Variety reports that Tabitha Brown and Lil Rel Howery are teaming up to executive produce and star in Unexpected Christmas. The film will be a family-friendly comedy drama. The story follows a family that gets together around the holidays for a reunion, which quickly turns chaotic. Never heard that one before. Unexpected Christmas hits theaters November 7th. Taylor Sheridan's brand continues to grow and is expanding further in his home state of Texas. The Yellowstone creator is teaming up with Paramount Plus, the platform where he has many of his episodic shows parked, to build a humongous soundstage. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Sheridan and Paramount will build a 450,000-foot campus and six soundstages that can house up to four major productions simultaneously. Some of Sheridan's shows include Lioness, Landman, and Tulsa King. The Conjuring Last Rites, according to prognosticators, is tracking off the charts when it comes to box office predictions. The film does not open until September 5th, but experts are expecting massive returns when it comes to a horror film opening in September, with estimates ranging from $40 to $45 million at the gate. Bear in mind, this is before any reviews are in, but given the film is part of a successful franchise, the powers that be seem confident in their estimates. Let's stick with horror. Speaking of massive returns at the box office, Zach Cregger's Weapons is doing just that. The film has reached $100 million worldwide in just 1 week in theaters. It has surpassed Sinners, which pulled in $77 million in a week's time back in the spring. Weapons is crushing it globally due to approval from audience and critics. If you see it soon, you'll have time to recover before seeing The Conjuring Last Rites. Fans of the show do not seem happy with how Carrie Bradshaw's storyline ended. And just like that is the follow-up to Sex and the City and finished its third and last season last Thursday night. Variety called the finale a bizarre ending to a bizarre show. I'm not going to risk spoilers here, so check out the final episode and send me your opinions on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Would love to know what you think. Some franchises get tired and others keep turning out content that is probably worth checking out. Such is the case, in my opinion, of Alien Earth, the latest show from the Alien brand, which started back in 1979 with the feature film starring Sigourney Weaver. In this new iteration, they bring the alien to Earth after a crash landing. Noah Hawley is the creative force behind the show and is known for turning the Fargo movie into a successful TV show. He appears to be crushing it so far, as Alien Earth is pulling a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. The show's first two episodes dropped last Thursday night on Hulu. An episode a week will drop moving forward. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
That's your Civic Media Daily News Roundup. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at civicmedia.us. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.